Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky's Clear Voices podcast. Marco Tedesco is a research scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. He used satellite data to find that 2007 broke the record for melting snow at the high altitudes of Greenland. You presented findings today that that melting snow over Greenland set new records in 2007. Could you tell us more about that? Did I get that story straight?
Yes. We use satellite data to detect when snow is occurring. What we found out, and this gives us the opportunity to look over the old Greenland ice sheet for every day. So it gives us a lot of information. What we found out in 2007 is that melting occurred at elevations above 2,000 meters occurred for up to 25-30 days longer than the average using a 1988-2006 baseline period.
Could you describe the basics here about why it's important to study these rates and the areas of this intense snow melting?
Well, when the snow melts, you have two major factors, among others. The first thing is, of course, melted snow produces liquid water that can directly flow at low elevation into the sea, so contributing directly to sea level rise, or it can percolate through the ice sheet and eventually lubricating the ice bedrock interface and accelerating the speed of glaciers flowing into the ice, to the sea. The other factor is what is known as positive albedo feedback mechanism. The more melt you have, the snow becomes older. When snow gets older or melted a lot, the snow reflects less solar radiation, or it absorbs more solar radiation, so both air temperature and sun, they can contribute to an increased melting.
Would you mind reiterating that just a bit and tell us what is causing this record melting?
The surface temperature over the Greenland ice sheet for most of the 2007 summer was above the average, up to even 4 to 6 Celsius degree. So it was a strong positive anomaly persistently for the most of the summer. And because this year we had also low accumulation, so we didn't have too much fresh snow, so bright snow, the snow that was already subject to melting because of the air temperature was modifying the albedo, so it was absorbing the solar radiation, more solar radiation, sooner than the previous years. So exposing older snow sooner than previous years, so you have again this positive feedback mechanism that is helping, is contributing together with the warmer surface temperature to set the record.
How is this all contributing to something that is on the minds of the public, this rise in sea level?
All these effects that we are looking into that might contribute, might speed up the process and might change the numbers of the Greenland ice sheet, or how the Greenland ice sheet is contributing to sea level rise. Other colleagues, they are studying superglacial lakes, so they exist, the melt ponds. How are they changing after this melting has been increasing? What is the role in creating this this water that is percolating down the ice sheet? How this liquid water that is coming from the high elevations is somehow affecting the dynamics there? And these are all questions that are being investigated, and because what we know now is not enough to draw firm conclusions.
What is the most important thing that you'd like to get across to the public today about the findings you presented?
Well, the most important thing is that we need to continue monitoring not only the Greenland ice sheet, but the whole Arctic. The Arctic is considered being very sensitive to global warming and to the increase of the temperature. So monitoring, continuous monitoring of the Arctic using the tools that we have at our disposal, it is a fundamental point for understanding how the different mechanics and all different components in the Arctic interact with each other. So there is a lot of work to do, and this might help us, of course, also to take actions in the future eventually.
That was Marco Tedesco, research scientist with NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. And I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.